Similarly, the part of the creation where God consciousness is very meager, that is called material world. And the part of the creation where God consciousness is very prominent, that is called physical or spiritual world. So according to Vedic instructions, this part of the creation where God consciousness is not very distinct, that is called darkness. And the other part of the star where God consciousness is very clear, that is called light. So, the Vedic invention is tamasi ma jyoti brahma. Don't remain in darkness. Come to the light. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving the information of the world of light. There are different religious faiths, just as we say, Christian faith, Jewish faith, Hindu faith. But our formula is that the faith will give clear idea of God and teaches the follower how to love God, that is what. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion. The formula is Savai Pungkhang Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Adokhas. That religion is first class, which teaches the followers how to love a supreme, absolute truth, which is beyond our sense perception. Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means beyond the sense perception. We cannot see with our big eyes, we cannot see God. We cannot understand God's holy name. We cannot understand God's quality. But when these senses are purified, then we can see God. We can hear God, we can understand quality of God, form of God. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is the process of cleansing the heart so that one can see God. This is the samantha.
This cleansing and the ultimate seeing and understanding, is that in this life or is that in...
In this life.
Is there an afterlife?
In this life, it says, one who has got eyes to see, to understand, in the morning, although he is within the room, he can understand there is sunlight. Any intelligent man, by moving the curtain, he can understand now there is sunlight. Although he doesn't see the sun, actually, day to day. Similarly, when our heart is clean, we can understand what is God, how he is working, where is his place, what is his name, what is his name, everything. There are, like in your country, there are many men, foolish men. They do not know Who is the president? Ah, what is his name? Where is his address? But any intelligent man knows who is president, what is his name, where is his address, what does he do, everything. It is a question of intelligence and not intelligence.
Question of intelligence and not
intelligence. No intelligence.
Do you strive for happiness now? For
happiness? Yes, happiness. As soon as you know God, you become happy. Jyatma suprasidhi. As soon as your relation with God is there, because you are part and parcel of God. But now you are further. Everyone is thinking in terms of this body. I'm American body, I'm Indian body, I'm German body, I'm black body, white body. But within the body, the soul is there. Just like your coat is there, your heart is there, and then your body is there. Similarly, we have got this gross body, material. And then there is subtle body. Mind, intelligence, and ego. And then there is soul. So when one comes to the platform of soul, he can see God. And when one is powered by the gross and subtle body, and identify himself with this body, he cannot understand that. Generally, people are in the bodily concept of that. I am American, I am Indian. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. These are all bodily designations. So one has to go deep. First of all, body, then mind, then soul.
And once you reach that platform,
then you can understand God, your relationship with God. The more you advance on that platform, that is knowledge. And the more you advance on bodily platform, that is ignorance. The modern civilization is speaking only bodily concept of it. They do not know even what is spirit, soul.
Is there faith, or it must always be science?
It is a science. It is not a faith. Faith is unchanged. But science cannot be changed. Now suppose, what is the distinction between a dead man and living man? And there is a dead man, if you simply believe, No, he's not dead. He's living. Will that work? Or when the man is living, he could think that there is no soul, only this body. Is that good knowledge? Then what is the distinction? What is the distinction between dead man and this living man? So long the soul is within this body, it is moving. It's like so long you are putting on this coat, your flesh, the coat is moving. But when you give up this coat, you are not there, the coat will stand still. But there are no knowledge about this. So how this body is moving? neither the fear to know at all. This is the ignorance. This is animal life. This animal do not know. The human life is a chance to know this. But there is no education about this soul. It's just that animal. The animal is working hard day and night for maintaining this body, and the man is educated to work day and night for maintaining this body. Then where is the difference between animal and man? How do you distinguish? Animal, bird, beast, insect, fly, tree, all living entities, they are trying their best to maintain this body, to protect this body. And the human being also trying like that. Then where is the distinction? Distinction is when a human being is eager to know God. That is, Atha Brahma Jijnasa, Siddhanta Sutra says. Now this is this form of life, is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. If you do not inquire, then we are enemies. So without Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, human civilization is polished and very successful. Dharme na hina pasubhi samana. Without this inquiry, is equal to animal. But in animal society, he cannot expect any decent person, very good person. As soon as there will be assembly of dogs, there will be simply sound, go. Is that animal?
So it must come, consciousness must come with inquiry.
Consciousness is there. Consciousness is there. But modern education and atmosphere is covering that consciousness. God consciousness is there. Even amongst the uncivilized human beings, when there is some thunderbolt, or they offer no something. And the sea, big ocean, they are civil and civilized. So civilization means that God consciousness should be increased up to the point of understanding God and seeing God. That's it.
Could the consciousness then that is in all of us be equated with what Christians consider faith?
Yes. That is our consciousness. I don't say Christian or Jewish or Hindu. The consciousness is just like the child has consciousness. Same child has he becomes young. The same consciousness will be also developed. This child may talk so many nonsense things, but this child has developed his consciousness in his youth. He talks very concentrated. That is the difference. Development of consciousness. Your consciousness is Here idea of God. Here idea of this world. Here idea of oneself. That is clear thought. And without clear consciousness, nobody can be happy and satisfied.
Can you convert the world?
Yes, provided you listen to it. I say that you love God. If you think that I shall love God, then how can I convert? You may ask what is the difference between loving God and God. The difference is, if you love God, then you can learn to love everyone. But if you love God, you simply love God, nobody else. That is it.
Your movement in the United States has been very successful in the past few years.
I think so.
In terms, it's not of numbers, perhaps, but age, but seriousness and the dedication of your followers.
Yes, that is one thing. In the New York Times, as a representative, came to see me. That is published on the 6th New York Times.
Yes, I saw it.
There have been the statements, diamond is diamond. We are placing before the human society pure consciousness. It is genuine, the fact. Now, anything pure has not many customers. When you put something simply glittering like gold, it is sold very easily. And when you place pure gold, will find less substance. If you place in the market something imitation diamond, it has got many customers. When it is real diamond, it has a less substance. So we should not judge by the customer. We should judge by the quality of the thing. Now, so far our students are concerned, we have a restriction. We don't accept everyone as our student. There is no illicit sex, there is no meat eating, meat, egg, fish, there is no intoxication, up to the point of drinking tea, coffee, and smoking. There is no gambling. So under these restrictions, if somebody comes and becomes a student, then it must be taken as that he is very serious. At the present moment, to give up this hurry, it will be very difficult. It will make great personality. Like Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland in India, in London. He was very fond of Indian culture. So, some of my godbrothers went and he asked me, good family, can you make me a Brahmin? He told yes. I can make you a Brahmin. You have to give up this form, bad habit. He says, oh, it is impossible. So in the Western country, to give up this hell is little difficult. But when these young boys and girls, they're coming forward, giving up all this, then it must be taken very seriously. So we want only one student to you, not many. Eka-chanda-samo-hanti-natatara-sahasya. If there is one moon in the sky, that is welcome. But if there are millions of stars, it has no use.
In the final analysis, when the world is converted, or whether it is not converted, will everyone follow you? It follows the idea of Krishna consciousness. Will everybody be one of you?
Not of me, but of Krishna.
Of Krishna.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily have to follow this specific form. It's the awareness of God and the love.
No. God is pure. Without being pure, he cannot approach. Without being fire, he cannot enter into fire. The temperature must be the same. That is a scientific fact. I have seen in glass factory, when a bottle is manufactured, it is not immediately taken out from the fire. Then it is cracked. Because the temperature in the oven and temperature outside is different. So, gradually it is taken to the normal temperature. And without being fire, if anyone enters into fire, will burn in that. That's why we have got information. There is germ in fire. Or there are residents in the sun planet. But they have got fiery body. That's why. People, they live in the water. The body is like that. They can live in the water. Similarly, those who are living in the sun planet, they have a body like that. They can live in sun planet. You cannot say no, because you practically see there is life in the air, there is life in the water. There is life on the land. There is life within the land, within the earth. There are many germs and worms within the earth. So why not in the fire? Because fire is also one of the elements, five elements. Earth, water, fire, earth, ether. So if there is life on the earth, in the water, in the air, why not in the fire? But we have no knowledge. But we get information from Vedic people. The sun planet, there is also a president, just like we have got president. Similarly, his name is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Vipassana, Imam Vipassati Yogam, Uttaman, Ahamabhayam, Krishna says, a long, long ago, I described this yoga system to the sun god, whose name is Vipassana. So, in every planet, everywhere, there are living entities, but they have got different types of bodies. India, we can stay without any coat and scarf. Generally, we don't require coat and scarf. But in your country, we require. Because the climate is different. But because the climate is different, that just means there is no lineage. Similarly, in different planets, there are different types of lineage. So far we get information from Vedic people. If we ponder over this matter, we can understand why not life. Yes. It requires, everything requires education.
Well, I thank you. I know your schedule today is a very busy one. Thank you for giving us the time.
Thank you for your time. So, it is very important movement. My only request is that, especially to the newspaper authorities, they may kindly understand this movement scientifically, without any prejudice, and spread the knowledge to the human society. It is very good. We deny that God consciousness is down. People without God consciousness are not improving. They are not happy. We think
the world is not happy.
Why they are not happy? There is enough education, so-called education, enough economic development, especially in your America. There is enough land, enough food, enough resources. Why the younger generation are becoming confused and hopeless and becoming happy? They are taking shelter of drugs instead of taking shelter of civilized life like their father and grandfather. Why they are taking drugs? This means that you cannot make human society happy simply by material effort. That is not possible. Side by side, there must be a spiritual understanding. That is the support. I came to a country for this purpose. That if you understand this Krishna consciousness, then your nation will be first class. Your material is first class. When you add spiritual knowledge, then you become perfect. So take this moment seriously and cooperate. You'll be happy. And as all other countries imitating you, when you take Krishna consciousness, the others will imitate you. That is my problem.
With those words, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Hundreds and thousands of men, but can't be hurried.
You saw that house.
I was
35.